I start my day by praising
Allahu Rahman. Nida'ul Iman Radio Broadcasting Station proudly presents Jewels of Faith, a 12-lesson program made to enhance the English-speaking population of our nation about the glorious religion of Islam. Jewels of Faith includes lessons about the belief, the prophets, and many other valuable pieces of information. We begin now with our lesson. Stay tuned.
The Lord of all the world, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of the prophet.
In the name of Allah, praise and thanks to Allah, and we ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and grant safety to his followers. To the beloved Muslims, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allah the Exalted said in the chapter of the Holy Quran called Ad-Dariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This glorious verse means that Allah created men and jinn for them to worship Him. Prophet Muhammad and all the prophets before him were a mercy to the people. They are the people in whom we can put our complete trust, for they do not betray us in word or deed. Hence their words and the stories of their actions are precious jewels to the nation of the Muslims. We believe everything they said without doubt. Allah the Exalted honored the prophets with revelations, some of which are the books that they came with, and some were other than the holy books. Prophets never spoke out of guessing or conjecture. They spoke of a matter after Allah revealed the truth about that matter to them. It is so important to remember that only Allah has the attribute of knowing everything. Even the prophets only know what Allah willed eternally for them to know. Many people who are not Muslim come to the conclusion that things exist which they do not see, even if they don't hear of the teachings of our Prophet. When some of these people hear of what our Prophet spoke about concerning unseen creatures, they see clearly that what he said surely is the complete and unflawed explanation, and they become convinced that he is the messenger of Allah. Among of what our beloved Prophet spoke about are the angels and the jinn. He informed us that the angels and the jinn are two separate types of creation. For example, an angel does not turn into a jinn and vice versa. Angels are created from light, jinn are created from the pure flame of fire, and humans from soil. What we humans have in common with angels and jinn is that we make choices, and that sets us apart from other creations, such as trees and rain and mountains and things like that. Angels are different from humans and jinn in that Allah willed that angels never choose to disobey Him, even though they have the ability to choose. Hence, all the angels are Muslim, with honorable ranks, and some of them rank higher than others. Angels are also different from humans and jinn in that they are not male or female, nor do they eat, drink, or sleep. They live in the heavens, and some are here with us. Muslims must love all the angels without exception. Usually, people do not see angels, but Allah blesses some people with seeing them. They appear in two ways, either in what appears to be the form of a man, or in their original form, which is very magnificent. Prophet Muhammad was blessed to see the best of angels, Jibril, in his true form, and the beloved Prophet said that he did not think that Allah had created one like that, out of his awe of Jibril's splendor. Jibril appeared so large in size that he blocked that which is between the east and the west, and yet Jibril informed our Prophet that he only spread 2 of his 600 wings. This saying of Prophet Muhammad tells us again that prophets only know that which Allah wills them to know, and that prophets acquire knowledge. Concerning another type of creation, the jinn, they too are usually not seen by us, but they have more in common with humans, in that they live here on earth, they are male and female, They eat, drink, sleep, and reproduce, and like humans, some of them are Muslim and some are not. They are the ones that some people, in their speculation, call ghosts or spirits. They tend to be mischievous and malicious, and most of them are not Muslim. The jinn who are not Muslim are the devils. The devils have a leader, who is the first jinn and the father of all of them, and he is the one referred to as Satan. Long ago, before Allah created humans, Satan was Muslim and roamed among the angels. After Allah created the first human, our beloved grandfather, Prophet Adam, Allah ordered the angels to perform an expression of honor to Adam out of respect to him. For remember, all prophets are higher in rank than the angels. All the angels obeyed Allah and showed honor to Adam, but Satan was present among them, and when hearing the order, he showed arrogance and disrespect. This disrespect of Allah was the first blasphemy committed by any of the creation. Hence this jinni, Satan, became a non-Muslim. Satan was never an angel, as some claim. He is, and originally, was a jinni. This proves that Allah gives the jinn the ability to choose, like us, and hence some will choose belief and be Muslim, and after death will enter paradise. And some will choose blasphemy and disobedience, and after death will enter hellfire. Praise to Allah who mercifully sent us the prophets, who enlightened us with the truth about the unseen creation.
In the name of Allah, praise and thanks to Allah. And we ask Allah to grant exaltation and peace to Prophet Muhammad, the best of the creation. Among the precious reports of our Prophet is that a man came to him as he was preparing for battle and asked him if he should become Muslim or fight. The Prophet said that he should first become Muslim, then fight. The man said the two professions, thus becoming Muslim, and then he fought and was killed. The Prophet said that he did a little and he got a lot. In Islam, the martyr of the battle has a high rank. He is the one who dies in the battle against the disbelievers, fighting for the sake of Allah only and not for the admiration of the people. With the first drop of blood, all the sins of the martyr are forgiven. After his death, his soul immediately goes to paradise and dwells within a green bird. These birds alight upon lanterns which hang from the throne, the ceiling of paradise. Their souls are joyous, immersed in luxury and pleasure, and traces of this nourishment and pleasure reach the body of the martyr in his grave. The martyrs are not washed, nor is the funeral prayer performed for them, but they are wrapped with their battle clothes. If these are not sufficient, more clothes are added as necessary to cover all his body. In the grave, the martyrs will not be questioned by the two angels. Allah forbids the earth to consume the bodies of the martyrs, and their bodies remain soft and sweet-smelling. Indeed, many have reported smelling beautiful fragrances at their graves. All of this is before the Day of Judgment. On the coming day, the martyrs will be assembled riding fine animals and will not regret, and they will be among those who intercede for Muslims who died as great sinners. They will enter paradise, and therein they will enjoy high ranks. They will have their pleasing spouses in paradise, for everyone in paradise is married, and as well they will enjoy the pleasure of marriage to many maidens of paradise, who are a special creation of paradise for those deserving, honorable men. These maidens are of a greatly refined and beautiful type, and their brightness overshadows the sun. The martyr will have many of these beautiful maidens who are attentive to his wishes and desires. Among his human wives, there will be no jealousy, hatred, and dissension as occurs in this life. Allah purifies the hearts of the human women of paradise and gives them contentment with having one husband. Allah the Exalted has made this religion easy for us. This is the meaning of the words of our Prophet when he said that the martyr did a little. How much effort does it take to utter with a few words, believing their meaning? And yet by saying the two professions, one enters Islam and receives the everlasting pleasures of paradise. I profess that no one is God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
I start my day by praising Allahur Rahman.
The Islamic Charity Projects Association developed this program to help people see that Islam is not only for Arabic-speaking people, but for all people of all races and languages.
I start my day by praising Allahur Rahman.
Thank you for listening to Jewels of Faith.
Allahur Rahman, the Lord of all the worlds, the Lord of all the worlds, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of the Prophet.